You are listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. Now, on the way, we'll find out how exercise can be used to boost bone density, and we've got some fresh scientific insights into osteoporosis, as well as a new way to measure muscle strength.
But first, Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham has been asking, what have the Romans ever done for us? Well, apart from building baths, sewers and cities and education, it turns out they were also into recycling. And to hear how, he met up with Sheffield University's Caroline Jackson and Harriet Foster from the Norfolk Museums and Archaeology Service.
But we've got six vessels, three drinking vessels, there's two jugs and a bottle, and they're all late 4th century.
Now, we've got here a modern glass, which I am allowed to touch. Actually, you look at this, mass-produced modern glass, and you compare it with these from almost 2,000 years ago, Caroline.
That's right.
These glasses could almost be mass-produced, because they're three glasses, pretty much identical. You know, you can imagine those in a box at a supermarket or something.
Well, that's right. They actually were mass-produced in a way. Glass production, certainly by the 4th century, was something which was prolific. Glass is found in most archaeological contexts. It's all blown glass. This is something which came in certainly in the Roman period. The Romans invented glass blowing, something that perhaps wasn't around in earlier periods. So to produce the glass by blowing is very rapid. It's a very easy technique once you've mastered it. So you can produce many, many vessels from a small amount of glass. And this is why these have such thin walls as well, because they're blown.
How do you know they recycled the glass?
We've known for a long time that the Romans recycled glass. We've got evidence from a late 1st century AD source that talks about broken glass in Rome being collected up in exchange for items of small worth. And there's archaeological evidence for glass recycling, so we find the equivalent of bottle banks.
So what did you do then?
We took a lot of material from about 20 sites in Britain and analysed them chemically to see if we could see anything within the compositions which might give us an indication that recycling was taking place. And the results of that were quite surprising. Mm-hmm.
They were surprising because of the amount of recycling that we found that was going on. A significant proportion of the assemblage that we looked at, which was over 500 samples, suggested to us that the glass was being recycled in quite large amounts. And that was interesting because it throws up more questions about, well, what does that mean about the supply of glass to the province at the time? Was glass being recycled because there weren't fresh supplies available, or is it something else?
Have you got any ideas why this might have been going on?
By the late 3rd and 4th century, the Roman Empire is starting to change. The large industrial complexes that you see are starting to decline. Trade is starting to contract. Now, we don't know exactly what was happening with supplies of glass because we don't have any archaeological evidence at this point that is published where we know glass was being produced. So we can't say this factory stopped and maybe that factory started, but we can say that it looks as though that supply of raw glass is starting to decline because there is a greater proportion of recycled glass that you can see in the chemical fingerprint. We've got elements in there which can only come from mixing, that can't have come from the raw materials. And that's not just for the common forms and the common colours. Even the sort of more high-status, colourless glass, which is always thought of as something which is reserved for perhaps more specialised vessels, even that is showing evidence of large-scale recycling. So it's going on throughout the glass industry.
OK, so you're learning about the glass, but you can also, by using the glass, tell a lot about how the society was changing as well.
Well, that's archaeology. That's what we do. The glass is a really interesting material, but it's only interesting in what it tells us about the people who were making it and consuming it. In the same way as we look at any archaeological material, it's there for a purpose. It's there to tell us about people, the individual, and society.
That was Caroline Jackson and Harriet Foster talking there to Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham. And you can hear the latest edition of the Planet Earth podcast, as well as links to other Planet Earth online resources at thenakedscientist.com/planet-earth.
Those clever Romans, eh? Who would have thought it?